For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.
What you're looking at here is a 80-foot section of aluminum bridge. This is only covering half of what the original hole was. The original hole was 173 feet across.
I nicknamed it the Mini Grand Canyon. That's really, I mean, it was unbelievable. But essentially, it washed the whole road out.
At Sesquicentennial Park, just outside Columbia, park interpreter Stacy Jensen and manager John Wells show me the chasm caused by severe flooding in the fall of 2015. Now it's bridged by a sparkling aluminum structure that was just added in the past month.
We hadn't got off of the bridge and people are already crossing it.
There's a lot of very happy people
yes, right now. This made a lot of people happy.
Sesquicentennial, affectionately known as Sesqui, is one of 47 South Carolina state parks that have experienced closures as a result of severe weather events over the past 3 years, beginning with the floods of October 2015 and continuing in 2016 with Hurricane Matthew and 2017 with Irma, as well as the Pinnacle Mountain wildfire at Table Rock State Park in 2016. February marked an important milestone for these parks. For the first time since the fall of 2015, every affected park was reopened.
It's very unusual for the entire state to be affected by disasters. Usually it's, you know, an ice storm in the upstate or flooding somewhere or, you know, the coastal events during hurricane season. But it's rare that you have these, you know, these catastrophic events that impact you statewide.
That's Phil Gaines, director of the State Park Service. He said one reason park recovery has taken so long is because Hurricane Irma hit many of the same parks as Matthew.
You know, Matthew was devastating, and we just felt really good about opening things back up from Matthew. And in fact, at one of our parks, Edisto Beach State Park, we had opened up for literally 8 days, and then Irma hit, and it hit the same areas. The damage was not as severe, but it was just, you know, the psychological part of having to go through all the recovery and the efforts of recovery and then to be hit once again in the same location with some of the same damages.
Comparatively, Sesquicentennial was able to reopen much more quickly within a few weeks of the initial flooding. But recovery is still ongoing. There's still plenty of work to do to get the new trail bridge in shape. Park manager John Wells.
We're hoping within the next few months we'll have the base landscaping down, try to really make it pretty, smooth it out, get some grass and some native species growing in here and make it really pretty. And for it to really grow in, it's going to take a year or two for it to really season in and look like we want it to look. This is actually going to turn into one of the features of the park. This is going to be a destination point inside the park that people really are going to flock to. It's just we got to give it a little time to wear the new off here.
For a park like Sesqui, it's not the goal to get things back to the way they were, as is the goal for damaged homes and infrastructure. It's about adapting.
And that's one of the things that we wanted to showcase at Sesqui with this new trail bridge, is to be able to take you back into some of those areas that were floodplains that had damage, so you'll be able to see some of that quick recovery that we haven't done as much as Mother Nature has done.
Even with recovery still ongoing, Gaines is proud of parks being reopened across the board and is excited to welcome tourists and visitors back to the parks.
It was a real celebration to be able to say that, you know, as flowers start to bloom and trees start to get their leaves back and spring renewal, that parks are open again. So we're really looking forward to a great spring with all 47 parks and all their facilities being open and getting back to so-called normal.
To learn more, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.